Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to my podcast. Good morning, I am coming at you from Bangkok. It's a beautiful morning here, a little bit warm, just finished my workout, and during the end of my workout, so I like to end my workout maybe on a treadmill or on one of my favorite machines, which is the Schwinn Airdyne machine. But I was just doing some jogging, just kind of winding down from my workout on a treadmill, and this thought occurred to me. Remember when we were young? So it depends on what age you're at. The majority of you listening to this are in your mid-30s to your, let's say, mid-50s. So kind of rewind and think about the times when you were in high school and college. Remember all those dreams that we had? The dreams that when we're sitting there drinking illegally, maybe out in a desert or in the mountains or something. And as you're discussing with your friends of some of the things that you aspire to do or some of the places that you want to go. For an example, so often travel always came up. And the statement of, I want to be able to travel the world before I start my family. Or I want to be able to have the freedom to just say, hey, I want to go to Australia tomorrow. And you book a flight and go to Australia tomorrow. Or even the aspirations of early retirement, if you're that forward thinking. And some of my friends were very forward thinking at that time. Unfortunately, I wasn't. I was very immature. I was just thinking about what party I'm going to go next. But my maturity didn't come later in life. But there were some friends that were very, very mature for their age, and they're talking about retirement and talking about the aspirations of owning a business and doing this and doing that. But when you see your friends, whether it's your high school reunions or your college reunions, very, very few, if any, actually accomplished many of their dreams and aspirations. Especially when it came to travel. You know, so many of my friends wanted to, because we discussed about travel, discussed about, you know, a big topic was always Australia and some other places, whether it's Europe, like going to France or going to England. Latin America has always been part of our lives, living in the Southwest, you know, growing up in Arizona. So it was more the exotic of going to Asia, going to like Australia, New Zealand, going to Europe. And so many individuals that I know never got that opportunity because college came along, they met their sweetheart, and they got pregnant and started their family early. And here you are, whether you're going into corporate America or even continue education, maybe getting your master's degree, your doctorate, and maybe eventually opening your own business. But life just kind of catches up to you. And before you know it, you're 40 years old. I remember when I turned 40. I mean, I've never had a problem with aging, but I'm like, wow, 40 years old. I think I've done okay. Made a lot of mistakes, but has successes in my life. But I don't feel like I'm 40. And here I am, fast approaching 50. Same exact thing. I'm very confident with how I've lived my life. Made a lot of mistakes and have no regrets. Learned from them. And finally married to an amazing woman. But when I look back at some of the things that I discussed with my friends in high school and in college, I actually did get to do some of the things I discussed. I have, on a whim, woke up one day and say, I'm gonna go here, and booked a ticket that night and left the following day. Done that actually frequently. And the reason why this subject came up is just last night, my wife and I were discussing. And we discuss travel a lot because, you know, we don't have any children. And obviously, we want to take advantage of some of the massive discounts here in Thailand. And we booked a 4-day trip to a killer destination here in Thailand at a huge, tremendous discount, at a 40 to 50% discount. And we're going to be leaving next week. But we've done stuff overnight where we've, you know, because we have a couple beach homes where we said, hey, you know what, let's just go to Joom Tien. And then we pack our bags, wake up early in the morning, or even leave early or late that evening and head out to the beach. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to make this into a negative conversation or negative thought where you're slapping yourself saying, look at all the mistakes I've made and I haven't accomplished anything. What I'm trying to say is that it's never too late and you're never too old. Those of you that are in your 40s, 50s, and even 60s, and you're in fairly good health or even really good health, you're probably telling yourself, like me, is I don't feel this age. I feel 10 years younger. I mean, hell, I feel 20 years younger. I mean, I'm in better shape physically, mentally, than I was in college. I can run further. I can run faster. I can lift heavier weights. I can. The only thing I don't do is I don't sleep as much. Remember how lazy we were as kids? I don't know about you, but when I was young, just to change the subject, I could easily sleep like half a day. Like I could go to bed at 11 or even midnight and literally sleep until 12 hours later, until the afternoon or 1 or 2 o'clock the next day. I can't do that now. I've been a morning person for a very, very long time, for actually, I would say at least the last 15, almost maybe almost 2 decades. But I still do get a solid amount of sleep. But the main thing I'm trying to say is that it's never too late. And it's never too late to make these decisions because there are opportunities to do this that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Yes, going to Europe, yeah, that's always been your dream. It is going to be expensive. And it's going to be more expensive because of inflation, because what's happening in Europe is the same thing that's happened in the United States. And I think that's going to be future pain in Europe, especially EU countries, because of this war that's happening with Russia and Ukraine, all the sanctions. And then now all the EU countries are going to start military spending because of what's happening with Russia. So a lot of things are going to start going sideways in Europe. It's going to get a lot more expensive. So if you are living in Europe, in some of the EU countries, I urge you to start looking, especially if you're within 5 years of retirement, or even looking at retirement next year, or even this year. It's time to do it now. The faster you can get out and move your money out of euros, I think you're going to be at a safer bet. So one of the things that I love to do is, obviously, I like when I have time to share some of my experiences with these podcasts and these videos to help those of you out there that felt that your life's a little incomplete. You know, you've had some successes in your life, raised a family, and I just recently published an article about empty nesters. About now that you're an empty nester, now it's time to really go out there and live your life, because the kids are out of the house, you've got some money, you and your husband, go and pursue your dreams, go and do what you want to do. Maybe one of your dreams when you were young was to write a book, but you've never had the time to do that. Or another dream was to train for a marathon, but you've never had the time to do that. And a lot of these things you can do in a place here like Thailand, because you have the time. And because of the low cost of living, literally 1/10 of the price of the United States, you have the lack of stress, of the financial stress that you will still continue to have living in a Western country like the United States. What I'm trying to say is because your money goes so much further here, you never have to worry about money. You can instead turn the efforts into accomplishing and pursuing your passions as a child that you haven't had a time to do. Go and write that novel. One of my friend's fathers, it was really funny. This was a while ago, and he found out that I used to be on TV and House Hunters International. So he was like really interested. He's like, I've always wanted to go to film school. And he's like, I think that's what I'm gonna do when I retire. I'm gonna sign up for film school. I'm like, great, do it, because it's a lot of fun. It's working behind the camera to me is actually producing is actually more fun than being in front of the camera. Producing an episode, getting the cast together, the stories, that everything, working with everyone on a team, that to me is fun. Producing is a lot of fun. So there be other things that haven't discussed that may be your dream. Maybe one of your passions is to fish. That's my brother and I mean, we have a huge passion for saltwater fishing. And we've always said since we were young that we're going to retire somewhere where we can fish every single day. And we found those places. So if fishing is something that you want to pursue and you want to do that every single day, well, Latin America is getting very, very expensive. The water is getting more and more polluted. Waters are getting warmer. Sea life is dying off faster, and unstable government. So the future in Latin America is uncertain, which I've mentioned this on many, many podcasts, and that's why I'm out here in Asia, where I know the future is more certain because of a massive amount of wealth, infrastructure, just a massive amount of money being poured into this region. This is the new superpower. China is the new superpower. There's no question. If whether you want to believe it or not, just look at the analysts, look at the macro investors, the famous macro investors, and do your research, and they will tell you the same exact thing. One big one is Ray Dalio. So Asia would allow a person like you that loves to fish to be able to purchase a home that's on the water or within walking distance of the water that allows you to pursue your dream to fish every single day. Early in the evenings or early in the morning and right before the sun goes down. And there's some really, really cool houses. I remember, my wife walking around in places like in Chaam where you can buy, we can find you a beachfront home for $1 million. And what's very interesting about some of these areas is some of these homes, I mean, they have a very high seawall for high tide. So when high tide does roll in, it actually butts up against your wall. So you can literally sit on your backyard wall and fish right from your backyard. Pretty cool. That's really, really cool. But you may have some simpler plans, like you may be an avid reader. You just want to read. There's so many wonderful novels out there that you just want to read, and you can do that. You can sit around all day living in a branded beachfront condo in a resort-style setting and read. And like I said, is you don't have to worry about, oh my God, am I going to outlive my money? I talked about this in one of my earlier episodes. My wife and I went to this Japanese yakiniku, which is Japanese barbecue, very similar to like a Korean style barbecue. And we opted for the top-end menu, which on the menu allows you to choose premium Wagyu beef from Japan. This was like $45. The same exact thing would cost you a couple hundred bucks in the States or in any Western country. So now, even if you have the money, you can frequent more in high-end dining or doing expensive things that would be extremely expensive in a Western country. For an example, later today, So right now, it is 10:17 a.m. And we're going to get a massage. Actually, we're not going to go and get a massage. We have a masseuse on call, which her family uses, has been using for many, many years. She's old lady, not old lady, but she's in her 50s, and man, she's just freaking awesome what she does. And she comes to us, and we're each going to get a two-hour massage at a big whopping price of $7.50 an hour. So, at a whim, you can be sitting there, you and your wife, maybe just had a stroll on the beach, and you're like, you know what? Hey babe, wanna get a massage? Yeah, let's get a massage. Most places, between $7 and $10 an hour. You can't really do that anywhere else because first of all, you have to book an appointment. And majority of Western masseuses are horrible because it's not like a massage, it's more like a skin rub with oil. So there's nothing therapeutic about that. Where Thai massage is really therapy. I mean, it's really, I mean, for someone that has, you know, achy joints, you know, getting older, Thai massage is absolutely amazing. It's godsend. And I feel so much better. Or if your wife says, hey, you know what, honey, why don't you get the massage, but I'm going to get a facial and pedicure. Facial, $9 an hour, $10 an hour. Pedicure, even less than that. You know, I remember when I was in Newport, and one of my neighbors owns a very, very high-end salon. And he said the average ticket, Will, when a woman comes and sees me, is right around, and this was 15 years ago, no, yeah, about 15 years ago. So I'm sure it's a lot more now. So the average ticket is right around $300 to $350. I'm assuming it's closer to maybe $450, $500 now for him and his team. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my God. You know, at that time, you know, I was having a shaved head. And I said, my haircut, I go to Little Saigon and I pay $7. He's like, yeah, well, it looks like a $7 haircut, which is true. You know, it doesn't take much to shave someone's head. But here in Thailand, same exact thing of going to a high-end salon costs you anywhere. I mean, my wife's gorgeous, and she has gorgeous hair. With coloring, she pays $20 for a haircut. And the same equivalent, and that's with straightening, the whole nine yards, everything. It would cost hundreds of dollars in the States. Hundreds of dollars. You know, one of very interesting thing, just kind of off subject, is, and again, you may know I'm part Taiwanese. I was born in Taiwan. One of the great things about Taipei or about Taiwan is there are a lot of salons that just people go to just get a scalp massage and shampoo and conditioner. And it's about 30 minutes to an hour. And it's cheap. It's anywhere from $15 to maybe $30. And women would go there and men would go there and spend 30 minutes an hour getting it just the scalp massage, shampooed and conditioned. And you just sit there and you just relax. It's the most relaxing and well spent $15 to $30 an hour. And you can't have that in the States or any Western country. But here in Asian countries, you can do stuff like that. And the nice thing is that, you know, even friends that I have known for decades that are multimillionaires still do bitch and have every reason to complain. When they say, you know what, even if I'm going to go to get a simple cappuccino or latte at a nice coffee shop, it's going to cost me, depending on where they are at, where they live in the United States, anywhere from $7 to $10, even $12, if you're maybe in places like New York or LA, or if you're in a strip in Las Vegas and it costs you $12. Here, I can walk in, my wife and I can walk into any beautiful coffee shop, sit down, I have my cappuccino, and that's going to cost me about $2. We don't tip here. You know, the point I'm trying to make is that sometimes it's okay to be a little bit selfish and to reward ourselves for a life's hard work. My wife and I also discuss this a lot, is so many of our friends that we know often make their lives more difficult than it should be. Life is not easy. And if you had children or currently are still raising children, your life is even harder. Life is just not easy. I mean, my wife and I have an amazing relationship, but obviously it's something that still needs to be worked on every single day. There are times where, you know, I can do something stupid and she gets upset at me. She has every right to. But life doesn't come with an instruction manual. And it doesn't come with an instruction manual in relationships. It doesn't teach you on how to raise children. It doesn't teach you how to interact, socialize. It doesn't teach you how to create a successful company. It's just everything is really just by theory and just a lot of trial and error. So when people start throwing other things into their lives by making their lives more difficult, and one of them is by accumulating more material things they don't want out of boredom. That's the reason why, you know, Amazon is doing so well, is because it's too easy now with a click away to buy something unnecessary that you don't need and have it delivered to your house the following day or even the same day. Where instead of filling your lives with new experiences, new things to do, instead you're just putting out fires every single day from the minute you open your eyes in the morning to when you close your eyes at night to go to sleep, and maybe your mind is still running, you have a hard time sleeping. They're just constant obstacles. And people just throw more obstacles into their lives. Where here, you can start taking those obstacles and those negative aspects that you created within your environment and slowly chip them off so you can breathe. Slowly eliminate the negativity in your life. Slowly eliminate accruing more debt, if anything, getting out of debt and becoming debt-free. It's always interesting, you know, and I did learn the hard way. You know, I've had some stupid idiots that have sent me, because they have nothing else better to do, send me stupid emails about, you're just personally bragging about the stuff and, you know, when you lived in California and had all these nice cars and plan. Why do you need to discuss that? And again, is they fail to realize the point. The point I'm trying to make is that you as the listener, you as my potential clientele, understand what I'm going through. Well, these people, these knuckleheads are emailing me, are usually poor, live paycheck to paycheck, unsuccessful, depressed, arrogant. They have no idea. They just think that someone is bragging. Where I am trying to basically relay my mistakes and how I corrected that. You know, a big house didn't make me feel better, didn't fulfill anything. Having nice stuff didn't fulfill anything. You can still have nice stuff and feel good, but very few people that are extremely wealthy, even the non-wealthy people that fill their lives with stuff, are not happy. And you can see that in their face. You can see that spending the first hour with them and the way they talk, their mannerisms, and the subjects they're talking about. We're here. I've eliminated that. There's not a lot of distraction out there other than concentrating on my immediate family and finding out new ways to improve ourselves and also seeking more adventure. Not just being homebound every single day doing the same exact thing. Orange County is a beautiful place. There are a lot of places around the world. Sydney is a gorgeous place. Melbourne, Auckland. There are a lot of beautiful places in the world, but the problem is that if you live there most of your life, it just becomes a place. It's like going to your favorite restaurant for the rest of your life. After a while, you just get kind of tired of it. But people, and most people, are okay with mediocrity because they get used to it, because they've been disappointed their whole lives. You know, there are individuals that are worth millions upon millions and hundreds of millions of dollars that I have met that would rather do something else, but they can't because they have obligations. They have obligations to their family. They have obligations to their business partners. They have obligations to their shareholders. They have obligations to their employees and the people they work with. So they can't just leave. They have to stay. But if their choice, they would leave. And that's one of the reasons why I've made changes. I don't need to make a whole bunch of money. I don't need to focus on a whole bunch of different countries. I don't need to do that. But I enjoy working. And I enjoy working with good people. So instead of having a high volume business, I can work with a select few every single year, still make a comfortable, decent income, which is just basically going towards investments. Because living here in Thailand, I've already set aside, my wife and I already have set aside the money that's going to last us for the rest of our lives. Everything else that we make on top of it is going towards investments. Buying more real estate. And that's how you eliminate a large part of your life that just constantly sits on your shoulders and weighs you down and keeps you up at night and is affecting your marriage, affecting your relationships, is because you have to constantly, on the back of your head, is how, where is the next dollar going to come from, and how are you going to pay these new bills? And one thing I learned too is, you know, when I bought my first really, really true nice car. I mean, I've had a lot of nice exotic cars, but a really, really brand new one. I bought an Aston Martin, got it, and after I got it, I'm like, it just didn't feel the way I thought it was going to feel. Because it just turned out to be just a car. Same with any other possessions. You know, my wife and I had this conversation. I have a lot of nice watches, a lot of really gorgeous, beautiful watches. But I just wear my smartwatch, my Apple Watch, depending on which OS I'm using. If I'm using my Apple phone, I'll use my Apple Watch. If I'm using my Android phones, I will use one of my Android watches. Because that's all I need. I don't need anything else. I don't need any jewelry other than my wedding ring. And my wedding ring really only cost me about 10 bucks. It's one of those plastic, rubbery wedding rings that I bought that allows me to work out with it and I don't have to worry about it. It still looks nice. But after a while, especially for those that are in your 50s and 60s, you just kind of realize it's all nonsense. You know, some of the best people that I've met, some of the smartest individuals I've met, are the extremely successful multimillionaires that don't look it. Those are the best people. The most well-rounded, the most interesting people, the most charismatic people have ever met. It's the ones that you know that they're worth 25, 50, over $100 million, but they're perfectly fine with their clothes. They bought it at Kohl's. They buy off the rack. They're not draped in Gucci with those crazy prints or Prada and have, you know, like a $30,000 gold Rolex, you know, day date, or their wives are covered in jewelry and rolling up in, you know, in some Aston Martin or Ferrari. They don't need to do that. They roll up in a Ford F-150 or a Toyota Prius. But you look at their eyes and you look at their demeanor, you look at their mannerisms, and they have no stress in life. Because, and those are the people that I learn from. Instead of having to prove myself of, look at me, I'm successful too because of the stuff that I have. I have the same watch as you. I have the same car as you. I live in the same area as you. So that makes me successful too. And I realized that was the wrong mindset to have. We're here, and an interesting thing is that mindset came with us when we were young. When we're young, we're all poor, unless you grew up in a very well-to-do family. But I'm sure a lot of you that are listening to this, you're first generation wealth, which most millionaires are first generation. So you probably came from a poor family or middle class family. I came from just an upper middle class family, but a very conservative family where we didn't buy a whole bunch of stuff. My parents are smart about that. But when you're growing up, you're like, yeah, I want this. I want the BMW. I want the Mercedes. I want the Rolex watch. I want it all. Then you buy it all, and then you realize, oh my God, how much debt do I have? So I have my mortgage first and second. Then I have my car payment. And then most likely, you financed your watch and everything else. Right here, if you can eliminate all that stuff and you move here, I don't have bills that compile it. The only bills we have is utility bills. That's the only bills that we get. That's it. And our utility bills obviously is nothing. I mean, geez, our cell phone bill along with our high-speed internet and cable TV is like $30 a month. You know, water bill's like $5 a month. But that's it. That's it. But still, my wife and I, every single expense, we still track it. Because I am never, ever going to make the same mistake. She just does this. She's self-made, extremely successful business owner, but she's always been doing this. And I just kind of sporadically. But now we just do it on a regular basis. Every single expense, we log it in. We compare notes to make sure we're on track, make sure we're not overspending, because it's just a smart thing to do. But we're not worried about our finances. It's just a smart thing to do. It's just like anyone out there that are into health and fitness. And if you look good, or maybe you've lost 50 pounds or 100 pounds, or maybe even 250 pounds, and you still maintained that weight loss, you're doing so is because you're tracking your calories through apps like MyFitnessPal. It's the same exact thing with expenses. Just knowing your financial roadmap, knowing your health roadmap. So there are so many things that I've learned. And so many things that I've had more time to reflect living in a place like Thailand that I'm able to shut out a lot of noise. Where in the States, in the Western countries, a lot of people cannot filter out that kind of noise because the moment you get up, you're just putting out fire after fire after fire with no time to rekindle your relationship with your wife or husband or spend more quality time with your children. You're just putting out fires everywhere and for everyone else. Then you go to sleep and you're trying to sleep, but you have a hard time sleeping because you've been awake for the last hour to 2 hours thinking about all the fires you need to put out tomorrow. Or all the fires you didn't put out that's carrying over. Or if you're a business owner, how are you going to bring in more revenue if the last 2 years of pandemic has just crushed your business? Are you going to be, how are you going to tell your family that your business is going sideways, that you may lose the home, you may lose the business, you may have to go back to corporate America? Where many of you, some of you, should I say, already have the money to just say, F it. Come to a place like Thailand, don't have to think of that crap anymore. Come here and then just reflect. And all the things that you forgot, and all the dreams and passions that you ever had as a kid growing up, you can start working on those now. Most likely, you're extremely overweight and unhealthy. You can slowly get back on track. Maybe you were once an athlete in high school and college, and all of a sudden, life catches up to you. So you're 50 pounds or 100 pounds heavier. That's okay. That happens. But you can change that. Or decades of just neglecting your spouse because of work and paying bills. And well, now you have the time to travel together. Or even neglecting your children. Now you have the time to spend more time with them because you're not working full time. Because you don't have to. The great thing about Thailand is you have more choices. And you know what those more choices are? It's actually the choice of doing nothing. And that's how I like to end this episode. Is that I want you to think about that. Think about this very last thing that I just said is moving to a place like Thailand gives you the freedom and a choice to do nothing. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to put out fires anymore. You don't have to constantly pay these bills that are just piling up every single month, maybe even twice a month. You have the choice of not having to deal with that anymore. So we hope you found this episode to be enjoyable, and more so than ever, I hope that, especially for my new listeners out there, and thank you so much. I am realizing that through my analytics, I'm getting more and more women listeners. So, ladies, welcome, and thank you so much for joining my podcast. And I'm realizing the reason why there are more women. They're listening to my podcast because women are making more money. There are a lot of women that are extremely successful entrepreneurs and also working corporate America, running corporate America, that are making millions and millions of dollars and are the head of the household. So there are more women listening to my podcast and are the planners in the family for what's going to happen next. And then in addition to that is I am getting a lot more listeners from Spotify. So welcome everyone from Spotify. So I hope you found this to be helpful. And if anything, just take a step back and reflect. You know, sit down maybe with a glass of wine or maybe your favorite whiskey or even a craft beer or even just a Pepsi or Coke or an iced tea. Whether you're by yourself or your significant other. And think about and talk about, what were your dreams in high school? Do you remember when we used to think blank, blank, blank? Do you remember when we used to talk about doing this blank, blank, blank? Do you remember when we said that we're going to retire at this age, blank, and you didn't? So, what next? How can you plan to actually make those things happen? So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you in Thailand.